It's been a time where we're going to get some work into the players, but also the players are not going to get any fitter as well. We've got to keep them sharp physically and mentally, keep them ready for this Saturday and obviously the odd couple of midweek games that we've got coming up as well. So it's not about fitness, it's just keeping them alert and what they need to do in preparation for the next game. So we've got plenty to play for with all the games that we've got involved. There's going to be some big games over the next few weeks for us, but the opposition as well who are going to be playing against us. So still an exciting part of the season still for us.
Just in terms of specific injuries, can we get an update as usual on Jermaine Beckford and Alan Brown as well?
Jermaine, again, has done a bit more work with us this week, so he's progressing nicely. Again, we just keep seeing where he's going to be, but he's had no reaction from a little bit of extra work that he's been doing with us, so it's good news for him. But as we've said all along, we won't be rushing him back because it's pointless of doing that, but we still like to think that he'll be in a Preston shirt come the end of the season still. Brownie, again, is a more a daily basis with his hip flexors, so we'll have an update this morning. But obviously, we'd like to have him available, and he wants to be available given that he's been called up for the first team squad with the national squad, so that's his aim. Hopefully, we can get him fit for the weekend first.
It's been a good week for him in terms of contract negotiations. He's been handed a new deal till summer 2019.
Yeah, he's done all right in the last few years, hasn't he? He's improved as a player, seems to get a few new deals every now and again, but it's rightly and deserved because I think how we structure our deals with contracts is that if players are doing well, then we reward them with new ones. We're not going out and giving them big, lavish contracts at the start of it because, one, they have to earn the right for them and keep rewarding them when they're developing to the player that we think they're going to develop to. So it's good news for him that he's committed it, his future to us. And obviously we've liked working with him over the last few years and hopefully he's going to keep improving because we do feel that he's got a lot more to bring to the table.
Why did you decide to do it at this stage of the season? Was there interest from other clubs and you thought you want to tie him down? He's only 20.
No, not really, no. We're not interested if there's interest from other clubs because he's under contract. We didn't have to do anything for another 2 years if we didn't want to do anything because he's contracted with us. But we just felt it's the right time to do it and reward for some good performances and probably get him up to the level that he's supposed to be on.
And it's another sad week in terms of managerial sackings. Your close friend Neil Lennon and Dougie Friedman, coincidentally the last two teams that Preston have played, won't read anything into that. But have you managed to speak to Neil at all?
I spoke to Gary Parker the other day and got an abusive text back, said it was all our fault that, for what had happened. But it is, look, it's happened more frequently than it has I've done. I'm obviously disappointed for them and Bolton and obviously Dougie as well. But we all know that managers' lifespans getting shorter and shorter. And for whatever reason, people decide that they're going to make these decisions. And there's different reasons. You look at both circumstances, have got different attachments and reasons why. But it's just part and parcel of the game, isn't it? So if you keep winning and get results, then that helps you keep your job a little bit securer than maybe it was.
And to add to that, you've surpassed the 50-point mark with 9 games to spare. That's some achievement, isn't it?
Well, as I said all along, the players have done really well. I think they've conducted themselves in the right manner. They give everything in the training sessions, the match day situations. But we said at half-time, we said after the game, and we've said all this week that we're not letting the season just fizzle and peter away. We've got to make sure that we have the high demands of the players and they're reaching them demands. And see where it takes us. As I mentioned earlier, that there's going to be some big games coming up in the next few weeks for us and the opposition. Players want to be involved with it and just see where we're going to be in a few more weeks' time because we want to finish the season in a positive manner because that'll set us up nicely for next year as well.
Does anything change in terms of the mentality of the group now that you've gone over that 50-point mark?
There'll be no easing off, that's for sure, from our point of view. As we said at half-time on Saturday, and they were told in the exact terms what they were supposed to be doing. So there'll be none of that because they're all playing for the futures as well. Yeah, they're all under contract, etc. But they're playing to keep in the team. They're playing for next year as well, and that's what we've got to keep doing. Who knows what this season can still unfold for everybody. So it's an exciting 8 or 9 games for a lot of teams now, and we're just going to keep seeing where it takes us. We've said all along the players are under no pressure this year because of the expectancy levels that we've got, but obviously the pressure comes within of the standards that we set every week.
Got a couple of big derby to look forward to as well before now and the end of the season.
Yeah, no, as I said, there's some real big games coming up. for teams in around it. Some teams are more local derbies and big teams coming to Deepdale as well. So it's still an exciting part of the season. And just because the sun shines out and it's getting a little bit more towards the end of start of May when the season finishes, our season isn't going to just peter away. We want to be on the front foot, taking games to teams, and no better game with QPR at the weekend during the Premiership last year.